Strange Adventure.
Dr. Sanders, the noted explorer, sat at the bedside of his sick friend, Cecil Prodgers. Outside, the rain beat down upon the little hospital that nestled high in the Bolivian mountains. The Englishman handed Sanders a faded and worn document.
Beastly weather for you to take over the job I started 3 years ago and failed. Perhaps you'll have better luck at finding the haunted treasure. The Indians who were with me warned that I would be a victim of the curse of the monks that buried the treasure. Perhaps they were right. This document describes the scene of the treasure.
Sanders studied the document carefully before organizing the expedition to the wild country that lay far up the Sacambaya River. According to the document, the treasure consisted of gold, silver, and precious stones the monks had collected during the Spanish conquest and hidden in a cave near the monastery of Plazuela. The expedition, guided by a Bolivian Indian, Miguel, at last reached the site of the old monastery. Miguel signaled for a halt and gave orders for the Indian porters to set up camp near the riverbank.
Señor Sanders, we now cross river from Sacred Hill.
He pointed toward a tall, tree-covered hill that loomed out of the forest depths.
Good. Tomorrow we'll cross and look for the cave. According to our directions, it should be near the top of the hill.
The other Indians are afraid of this place. They have heard of the spirit of the monk that guards the sacred treasure.
Are you afraid?
Si, señor, a little. But I will go with you.
The next morning, Sanders and Miguel discovered the mouth of a large tunnel. The explorer lighted a torch and pushed aside the debris and vegetation that almost filled the opening. He had hardly entered the tunnel before he came to a small stone box containing a rolled bit of parchment. Sanders read the scrawled and faded message.
You who reached this place, withdraw. A terrible death awaits him who dares to violate this place dedicated to our God and Master. Withdraw, and you will live long and in peace. Heed this warning before it is too late.
Hardly had Sanders finished reading the manuscript when Miguel uttered a frightened cry and ran toward the tunnel mouth.
Señor, señor, hurry! In the cave behind us is the ghost of the Spanish monk!
A low, rumbling noise echoed from the dark recesses of the cave. It grew louder, reverberating through the long tunnel. Sanders looked back in time to see a section of the roof of the tunnel crash to the floor as if pulled down by an invisible hand. He raced out of the cave, stumbling over rocks and tangled vines that tried to trap him. Behind him, the cave filled with thunder and the earth trembled under his feet. A tree that clung to the hillside near the cave crashed to earth across the entrance, and a small landslide followed, sealing the mouth of the treasure cave. Miguel looked upon the scene with fear-filled eyes.
The ghost of the Spanish monk has closed the cave. The place is truly cursed.
Dr. Sanders' face was grim as he made his way back to camp, thwarted in his treasure quest by an earthquake. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Mail Order Mate, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.